This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Demi Bandabla. It is the last day of campaigning today for assembly by-elections in Assam. A total of 34 candidates are in the fray in the five assembly seats going to by-polls on the 13th of this month. Several senior leaders of the National Democratic Alliance, Congress and Bodoland People's Front are addressing election meetings in the poll-bound areas. Our correspondent reports that 8 candidates are in the fray at Dhaloi, 11 at Samaguri, and 3 candidates are contesting for the Sidli seat. On the other hand, 4 candidates are in the contest at Behali, while 8 candidates will try their political luck at Bongaigaon seat. Over 10 lakh voters can exercise their voting rights in the 5 seats. The Congress and the NDA are contesting in all the 5 seats. For the NDA, BJP fielded candidates at 3 assembly seats and Assam Gana Parishad and UPPL have put up candidates in 1 seat each. The official quota of the Northeastern Hill University Vice Chancellor Professor Prabha Shankar Shukla was vandalized by miscreants on Sunday wee hours in Shillong. The East Khasi Hills District Administration officials, along with a team of police personnel led by the SP City, Dara Aswaghosh, rushed to the spot to prevent any further law and order problem. The official vehicle of the VC was also vandalized. The acting registrar of Nehu, B. Rinja, has filed an FIR with the Maulai Police Station in this connection. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has urged Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan to intervene and find an amicable solution to the ongoing Nehu imbroglio. Amid the ongoing strife that has crippled Nehu's functioning, Vice Chancellor Prabha Shankar Shukla has reiterated his willingness to address all concerns raised by students and appealed to them to engage in constructive dialogue. Violence has once again hit Manipur, with 2 women killed in separate incidents, sparking widespread protests and calls for justice across the state. The latest incident occurred on Saturday in the Saitan area of Bijnupur district, where a woman was shot dead while working in a paddy field by suspected militants based in the surrounding hills. Army Sipoy Aibok Madur from Mowbray Ribhoy district, Meghalaya, sacrificed his life in the line of duty in the Siachen Glacier on 7th November. Social media handle of Fire Fury Corps said that the GOC, Fire and Fury Corps are all rank salute Sipoy Aibok Madur, who made supreme sacrifice. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has paid homage and announced an ex gratia of 20 lakh rupees to the next of kin of Sipoy Aibok Madur. The settlement of boundary disputes of Assam with Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh will be expedited following a recent review meeting chaired by Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan. 2 agreements were signed between Assam and Meghalaya on 29th March and between Assam and Arunachal Pradesh on the 20th April last year. In a recent meeting in Guwahati, the Union Home Secretary reviewed the progress of implementation of both of these agreements. Official sources said it was decided that the respective governments will extend their cooperation in the survey works in 6 areas of difference on the Assam-Meghalaya interstate boundary. The survey work is set to be completed in 6 months' time. The annual Eucharistic procession of the Catholic Archdiocese of Shillong was taken out from the Cathedral of Mary Help of Christians, Laimkra, yesterday. The Archbishop of Shillong, Victor Lingdor, who was a chief celebrant of the Holy Mass, carried the Blessed Sacrament for the procession. Thousands of Catholic faithful from all over Meghalaya and other parts of the Northeast took part. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma participated in the annual Eucharistic procession at the Sacred Heart Shrine at Tura headquarters of the West Garo Hills yesterday. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.